The mayor has something he wants the unions to know.
Anybody that thinks that we have a large amount of money just is mistaken.
Those comments were recorded in June, but the mayor has been using variations of this mantra since he took office 3 months after 9/11. Usually he goes on, as he did last week.
We'd love to pay our teachers more. We did give them the biggest raise in the history of education in this city.
But that's not necessarily how teachers remember the deal. Yes, they did get a big raise, but they agreed to work an extra 20 minutes a day. It's part of the mayor's focus on productivity. From his statistic-packed management reports to the bullpen cubicles he's made city administrators sit in, the CEO-turned-mayor is always looking for ways to improve output.
He's been able to get concessions to a greater degree than previous mayors have.
Richard Steyer is editor of The Chief Leader, a weekly newspaper focused on municipal employees. He says the mayor did well last year when he got the largest municipal union, DC 37, to take a 5% pay raise along with $1,000 in cash.
Traditionally, DC 37 has been willing to come forward and make a deal when other unions with more ambitious demands wanted to hold back.
Mayors often use the DC 37 deal as a pattern for other negotiations. Bloomberg did this successfully in 2001, but last year he met stiff resistance, particularly from the police and firefighters. Before the Republican convention, they tried to shame him into giving them new contracts. Uniform Firefighters Association President Steve Cassidy.
Mike Bloomberg says we're no different than people that push paper. That's a joke. It's a disgrace. It's an insult to firefighters and police officers who risk their lives every day.
Leading up to the convention, disgruntled firefighters and police followed the mayor around during the day and kept him up at night, chanting outside his Upper East Side apartment.
Yeah, billionaire!
Who doesn't care?
A billionaire!
Who doesn't care?
But Mayor Bloomberg didn't roll over. The police waited another year for a contract, and the firefighters still don't have one.
Mayor Bloomberg is a master of the rope-a-dope, as it used to be called in boxing, you know, to kind of sit back and calculate that it's in his advantage to let this thing go on and on, even if he has to absorb some blows for this.
Queens College history professor Josh Freeman has written about the city's labor politics. He says Bloomberg's tactics have saved the city money, but he wonders about the long-term price.
There's a tremendous cost in morale and recruitment and retention that comes from not having contracts and having such substandard wages and working conditions. And ultimately, that's the great danger, that he's going to preside over a city whose services deteriorate.
Mayor Bloomberg's cost savings have often come at the expense of new employees who will get much lower salaries. Some refer to these as contracts that eat their young. Thanks to an arbitrator's ruling, new police recruits will now earn $25,000 a year, and the NYPD may have already seen the effects. Only 21,000 people signed up to take the upcoming police entrance exam, compared to 25,000 a year ago.
What do we want?
Contract!
What do we want?
Now!
As for the teachers, they're battling over more than just salary. Once again, the mayor is demanding productivity gains, and state arbitrators have backed him up. A non-binding report recommended teachers get an 11% raise over 3 years if they work another 10 minutes a day, another 3 days a year, and that they give up their highly prized seniority rights. Many teachers don't like the offer. Donna Marie Smith teaches English as a second language on the Upper West Side at Booker T. Washington Middle School.
I would not support the arbitrator's contract as it is. We fought hard for tenure, for people who have stayed in the system, and for principals to be able to just bump people around at will. That's not acceptable.
Despite reservations about the state report, United Federation of Teachers delegates voted last week to use the report as a vehicle for negotiations, and they gave the mayor a deadline. If they don't get a fair contract by early next month, they say they'll discuss going on strike or endorsing Bloomberg's Democratic opponent, Fernando Ferrer. The threat got the mayor's attention. Negotiations have resumed, but Bloomberg drew his own line in the sand when he said that talks have gone on long enough and that if a deal is not struck quickly, he'll simply offer the teachers the deal suggested by the state. But that was a non-starter with union president Randy Weingarten, who says Bloomberg likely only offered it because he knew the teachers wouldn't accept. Whatever Bloomberg's motivations, he certainly has a powerful incentive to end the discord. The election is about a month away, and the education mayor could live without the head of the teachers union making comments like these.
The educators in this city feel betrayed, and they are fed up. They're angry. They're demoralized.
Meanwhile, the city's fourth graders just posted record-high math scores. For WNYC, I'm Dan Blumberg.